Thank you so much, Ranimo. So looking forward to it. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. So I'm Ranimo, a grateful recovering under earner in New Mexico. And Seth said everything so I don't need to say anything more because Seth did such a great job. I've known Seth, since I've come into UA. So I'm honored to be on the same panel with him and to see his growth and just his spirituality. So this is actually, that was just a wonderful bonus. Anyway, I'll have to tell everybody that I am in New Mexico because of 12 Steps. I'm living out my dream because of UA specifically. I am living my dream here in New Mexico. And I want to explain that to you because I've been in 12 Steps for 23 years, started in the money program, and that was good, but it wasn't enough. And I think each of us has our own unique journey. And for me, I actually started UA and I've been in some other programs as well, but I moved to New Mexico in 2018. And that's where I really focused on UA. And that's when I realized it really sort of was one of my core programs. I felt like I did a lot of work on the inner child through adult children, which helped. But the money program was always good for me, but it was never, I've always considered myself an under earner even before our fellowship officially began, and a deprivation addict. And even I remember, at the beginning of, I had heard about UA and I attended a couple of the early phone meetings and it just wasn't right for me at that time. So it was amazing, then years later to come in when I really needed it, because I came to New Mexico with a huge vision, which I'm going to read the current version of it in just a minute. So I had a huge vision, but I also had huge resentments and fears and hurts. And so I did everything the wrong way, but thank God for higher power, because with higher power and with this program and with working the program, we can accomplish anything and we can become more of our authentic selves. So I had said I had a huge vision that I've been reading, almost every day for probably the last 10 years, but I learned about visions in 12 Steps because I think a lot of us as compulsive people, we get so caught up in the minutiae, we don't see the bigger picture. We don't see who we can become and what we can do in the world. And I think that, and so I had gone to visions retreats, but I finally came up with my own personal vision statement. And so this is the current version of it, but over 10 years, it continues to change and I continue to refine it. Again, it's kind of big, but this is, but there's like a middle part, which I change every year. And so, but the current version says my vision. I am increasing my abundant assets as I pursue my dreams of exploration, financial freedom, creativity, and making a journey into space by my 70th birthday in 2033. More specifically, earning at least six figures and paying off all my debts by the end of 2024 will enhance my skills, insights, and abilities while growing my network of colleagues and investors around me. This will allow me to give back to my communities, become a stakeholder in the commercial space industry, and help humanity to become a just, equitable, diverse, and inclusive spacefaring civilization. Now, again, that's a pretty lofty goal, and to take that on as an under earner was crazy. But, I want to talk about, but the amazing thing is the end of the story is 6 weeks ago, I just got hired in a dream job working here. It's Spaceport America is a spaceport built by the state of New Mexico. And I'm currently the business operation manager there, making $93,000 more than I've ever made. It was like a 35% increase from my previous job. And when I got the initial offer, I actually asked, they had asked me for less, and I actually bumped it up, I think by 5%. And I had that clarity because of under earners, because of under earners anonymous, I didn't hide. I said, I deserve more. And I asked for more and I got it. Now, being there, when I came to New Mexico in 2018, within 9 months, I went through all of my savings. I was living, I could barely get everything I needed at the dollar store, it's so amazing where I'm at now. I'm still trying to process it, but Again, it was like having a vision of, because what happened when I had turned 50, I had been the primary caretaker of my mom. She passed in 2010. I had this projects. I have a master's in sociology. And as a project ended in 2012, I was lost again because as an under earner, I hide. And so when I have a job and I keep going back from having a job to being an independent contractor. And so, when I applied for this job, because I keep track of all my jobs for applications, and I filled out so many resumes and applications. Oh my God. I said I was up to 41. I think this job, current job, is 41 to just, help you understand how much of an under-earner I am, because I never take care of myself. And that was the big thing that I learned in under-earners. It wasn't so much that I overspend or I don't know how to deal with money. It's the fact that I didn't know how to take care of myself. And I've stayed and I've become I've stood I can't even say it, but I keep, stay hidden instead of being my authentic self and putting out what I really want. Oh, okay. Thank you, Maggie. And it was through under earners that I learned about that. Like I was saying, is that everything seems really great. I found my dream job, but the amazing thing is that it's working with higher powers. I finished my 12 steps last year. And what's funny is I need higher power now more than ever. Like people say, oh my God, you've reached your dream and your goal. And it's like, no, because especially going through the 12 steps, the one thing I learned is that I need to be in alignment with higher power because even the, like I said, that vision I read now has changed a lot. Not a lot. I mean, there's the core elements, but have changed over those 10 years. And as I've gotten rid of my fear and I've gotten closer to higher power, I realized that the journey I'm on is higher power's journey. And what I can do, like sort of my area of interest is space exploration. But I come in as a spiritual being because of 12 steps. I come in, with higher power with me. And now what I have to do moving forward, I have to not self-sabotage because it's like with the background as a compulsive person, it's like, when is that next shoe going to drop? How am I going to mess this up? And so, even as we reach different things in our visions, you have to, you have to stick with higher power, you have to stick with program. And I'm just moving to a new level. But again, it's because of the sort of the work, doing the 12 steps, being consistent at meetings, doing the program, being of service, that's allowed me to clear up the issues that were holding me back from living the vision that I'm now living. And so, it doesn't end here. And in fact, I've got to like say, okay, how am I going to change the vision to sort of move it forward a little bit? But again, I did want to talk a little bit about how that the one thing, like I said, I had been in 12 steps since 2000. So I can't believe I, 12, 23 years. And in those different programs, I think I've gone through the steps, sort of five times completely. But it wasn't until I got to UA that in the step four that I had a fear inventory because I've done resentments and that's all helped. But I think one of the things that, for me that was unique to UA was actually really doing a fear inventory. What are those fears? How do I process them, deal with them, and then turn them over and move on? And so that's what I was saying is what's so powerful are these steps that we have. And that's what allows us to, one, figure out what our vision is, because each one of us is so unique and there's a reason why each one of us are here. But if we don't deal with our resentments and our fears, we can't figure out what is my vision? Who am I supposed to be? How do I connect to the higher power? And through the higher power, oh, thank you, Maggie, connect to the rest of the world. So I just, want to say that, as you're moving through the program, work the program, be consistent at meetings. That's the way you're going to be able to hear from others and develop who am I and what am I supposed to be. But most importantly, you have to work the steps. You have to get in there. You've got to look at those resentments and you've got to look at the fears. And if, you know, and if you finish the steps, you have to do especially the last three, the maintenance, because I think I hear step 10 talked about nearly enough. And I always have to say, okay, I've cleared out the past, but things keep coming up. And that's what I was saying, even though I'm at a place that I would never have imagined, and it turned out much different, you know. And one other like little thing is the under earner. I ended up after I moved to New Mexico in 2018, for 9 months, I couldn't find a job, but I started going to, that's when I started really, you know, being consistent with UA. I did a 90 and 90, found a sponsor, but I took a survival job that I hated. It was actually like as a clerk treasurer of a small town, you know, me as a treasurer with all these money issues, which is a whole nother story. But for 3 years, I worked this survival job, which was hell through COVID. Higher power found me the same position in the place that I'm living now, which is about an hour away. For 4 years, it's like I didn't want to work in government. I didn't want to work from 8 to 5. I wanted to be like an independent contractor, and it didn't work out. But I trust it. And because of that, the current job that I had, everything that the skills that I learned and a lot that I learned in those 4 years now are helping me and forming me every day. And I look back and I say, higher power. You could have told me that 4 years ago, but I had to trust, because, you know, I have my vision, but higher power has a bigger, better vision. And so sometimes things might not work out the way you think initially, but if you trust, they will work out. And sometimes you have to be prepared. Oh, all right, Maggie, for, it might not come the way that you wanted. And it took 4 years. And I said, it took 10 years with this vision. And so sometimes things come slowly and sometimes things come quickly. And so it's trusting higher power and trusting, you know, sort of your authentic self and being willing to show up and even do the crap you don't love. Everything is okay. And I'll end, you know, that, because, and actually Seth gave me this idea, because every morning I read that vision statement, I have a prayer, you know, like a quiet time. But I also, a friend of mine gave me these set of questions that were very similar to Seth. So I was just going to end. It says, questions to create an amazing life. So think about these things. What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? What are the infinite possibilities? Would an infinite being truly choose this? Who am I today, and what grand adventures will I have? What does the planet require of me? What choice do I truly have? And what would it take for this to turn out far greater than I could have imagined? And so again, I read those every day as part of my quiet time. Thank you so much for letting me share.